It's time to talk business with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, something we do every Friday.
Hey, Steve.
This week, Whole Foods Market announced plans to close its store in Davis. What do we know about the company's decision?
Well, the Davis store opened in 2012, and it will close on February 12th, the company confirmed this week. In a prepared statement, Whole Foods said that it's aiming for a more thoughtful growth strategy, and it will try to give some of those Davis employees positions at nearby locations. Whole Foods has three other stores in the Sacramento area, and of course, it's worth noting that the grocer abandoned plans for a site in Midtown last year.
Whole Foods has faced some criticism over its high prices in the past. Does the Davis store closure reflect any bigger problems for the grocer?
While releasing earnings this week, Whole Foods said it will close 9 stores. Analysts say the grocer has faced challenges such as weak sales and declines in store traffic. That could be because more lower-priced grocers are dabbling in more natural and organic offerings and offering them at lower prices as well. Whole Foods did face a variety of competitors in Davis, including 2 Nugget Market stores.
Well, on the subject of competitive markets, there's no shortage of new pizza restaurants in the Sacramento area. One chain, Z Pizza, plans to open 4 new locations. What's behind the expansion?
Well, the company is targeting the suburbs. It says that downtown and midtown Sacramento are already saturated with pizza options. Z Pizza is planning locations in Fair Oaks, Folsom, Elk Grove, and Roseville. Now, Z Pizza is a chain from Newport Beach. It's traditionally emphasized healthy ingredients on its pizzas.
So how does this company plan to separate itself from its competitors?
Well, the new locations will feature a self-pour beer wall that will have 30 taps. Patrons will get a wristband and pour their own beer. This is, of course, an effort to get customers to linger in the restaurant in the evenings, as opposed to always opting for those to-go orders. And, of course, this is also a way for Z Pizza to separate itself in a very crowded market.
Do we know if that approach is working?
Z Pizza has a relatively new tap room, which is near Sac State, and the company says that location is seeing high sales, but the chain has closed some Sacramento area locations in the past, so we'll probably just have to wait and see.
A leasing plan posted online suggests more than 20 businesses have committed to joining Elk Grove's planned outlet mall. What are some of the newest additions?
This leasing plan reveals a lot of new information about the center. It does show some previously unreported tenants, such as Nike, Victoria's Secret, Columbia Sportswear, and Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse. Also, this is our first look at some of the dining options that could be coming to the planned mall. Z Pizza, which of course we just discussed, will have a presence at the outlets. The plan also shows a dining area with a cluster of eateries, some of which apparently already have a presence in other outlet malls. Also, the leasing plan confirms some tenants that we've reported in the past, such as Forever 21, Express, H&M, and a movie theater.
So with all these tenants, do we know any more about a construction schedule for completing the mall?
Well, that remains a mystery. The mall developer, the Howard Hughes Corporation, will not comment on specific tenants or a construction schedule for the project, but it does say that the retail community is enthusiastic about the project. Then, of course, there's the ongoing issue of the planned casino at the project site, which the developer has said could be a catalyst for retailers to sign on to the project. Now, this week, Elk Grove City Council repealed a land use decision regarding the casino. That means there won't be a special election on the matter, but we don't know if this decision could do anything to halt the progress of the casino at the site.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.